Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Across the East, there are an amazing 400 festival events of various shapes and sizes, and they have their own awards too. The man behind it is Mike Wilson of the East Anglian Festival Network, and Mike is on the line now. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks very much for joining us. It felt at one time, in the pre-pandemic days, it almost felt like every village with a population over 500 had its own festival. But I'm kind of wondering how many of them actually made it through.
Yeah, we had 2019, we had about 700 festivals, fairs and fun days across the four counties. And they all went, obviously, in 2020. You know, 95% of our events went. There were some virtual events, and the whole events industry suffered like everyone else, but probably even more because we were the first to stop and the last to come back.
I guess that's difficult. And even now, it's amazing that you know, when we talk about an event, we're still going through the, you know, saying, well, it's the first time it's been held since. And of course, some, as you say, didn't make it through.
Yeah, it's been great this year, though, because they have come back and we are back to the pre-pandemic levels. We've got 700 events listed for last year, which is the same as it was before. There were a few more from the Jubilee celebrations and that, but it's more or less the same. The problem is, though, is that the events have suffered quite a lot because it came at a cost. They bore the full brunt of all the economic fallout of the pandemic, and there were spiraling costs, and a lot of events lost money or still couldn't afford to put them on. So we're nearly back, and we hope that 2023 will continue the comeback.
Yeah, I guess here we're talking about events that take in everything from Latitude through to Strawberry Fair and Buckfest, which I really should go to. When I used to live in Buckton, sort of age sort of 4 or 5 before sort of heading back into Essex. But to this, my astonishment to find that little old Buckton had its own festival was I was genuinely astounded.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking just about Cambridgeshire, there's so many. There was 165 events in Cambridgeshire last year. And Buckfest have actually won the Cambridgeshire Festival poll that we put on every year. Every year, they've got such a good fan base. And they don't only do the festival. They do a lot for charity in the community throughout the year, as do many events across East Anglia, and that's what was missing when, apart from the fun and the fulfillment of all the events and meeting up with people, the economic benefits and the benefits to charities and communities that were lost with the pandemic was amazing. We did a survey back in 2018-19, and we estimated that our events raised around $4 million for charities and community every year. Now that's just there for the charities and community. The local economic benefits could be as much as $4 billion if you take all the events across the East Anglia.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? Because you've got the event itself, and as you say, they're giving back into the community and perhaps enabling other events which wouldn't be able to take place at all had it not been for a nice little, you know, fundraiser of an arts festival or a music event in the summer. And they're also, I guess, bringing people together at the same time.
It is, and it's also all the people that rely on these events, you know, stall holders, performers.
That's a good point. The food trucks, for example, you go to any event really these days, and there's, you know, one, maybe more food. I think of the ones at the Folk Festival. Goodness, there must be, I'd say a dozen, but I think it's possibly underestimating it. And it's reflected in other festivals of different sizes.
Yeah, well, the East Anglian Festival Network, we started back in 2018 to get the whole community together and connected. And it's not just the organisers, the suppliers and the venues. We've got a directory which lists stallholders and performers as well. And we're trying to get everyone involved. And it's not only the people involved with the festivals, it's the you know, everyone, the 4 million people of East Anglia, all the businesses, the transport, taxi firms, hotels, restaurants, they all rely on these, especially the big events, you know, like in Cambridgeshire, you know, Cambridge Folk Festival, Strawberry Fair, the big weekend. They bring in, you know, tens of thousands of people and you know, a lot of money to the local economy.
Just quickly, I want to talk about the awards, obviously, but quickly on the big weekend, you'll be aware, I'm sure, that Cambridge City Council is considering abandoning it, really. It's got a consultation out at the moment, and I guess the summary of what they're saying is that there's so many other things that they have to pay for that they can no longer afford to put on something like the big weekend. And I know when I've spoken to people from the council in the past and said, you know, turned it around the other way, so, you know, why are you spending council taxpayers' money on something like this? And their answer has been, it brings the community together. So I'm kind of wondering for your thoughts, as somebody can maybe sort of take an overview, is it the responsibility of the local council to put something on?
Well, I normally sit on the fence with these sort of things, but I feel quite strongly about everyone should be saying, put the big weekend on, put these big events on, because it's a bit of money to put it on, yes, but you get so much out of it. It's not just the financial stuff you get out of it. It's all the benefits, the community. You know, there's so many people that you know, it's their highlight of their year. You know, it gets all the community together. I mean, Cambridge City Council are one of my EAFM members, and I go on their liaison group meeting. And I think we'll be talking about that in a couple of weeks' time when we have the next meeting.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll come. In a way, it's kind of like one of the other stories we're talking about today, potholes. It's straightforward. You know, you don't fill the potholes up. It may save the council a little bit of money, and it's county council in this case, may save the council a bit of money, not putting the tarmac or whatever in place, but all those people whose cars get damaged. Although you could say it's helping the local economy when they go to garages. Anyway, let's talk about the awards, Mike. It's four counties, so Cambridgeshire, which are the other three?
Yeah, it's Norfolk and Suffolk, and we added Essex a couple of years ago because everyone on the borders was clamouring to be part of it. So we've got four counties now. So there's, I say, over 700 events that you can vote for. In Cambridgeshire, there's 165.
So how does it work? Do people vote overall, or do they vote for an event within their county?
Yeah, no, you can vote for one in each county. You can only vote once in each county. All the events are listed on the survey, so you can go in and select your favourite, and it takes about sort of less than a minute to do it. If you just go onto the EAFN website, eafn.co.uk, and all the links are there.
And it all sounds fairly straightforward. How long do people have in order to do that? Although it's always with these things, it's possibly best if you're thinking of doing it, go and do it when I finish speaking to Mike. But how long before the closing date comes along?
It will all be over. It's in the first 2 weeks of January. It's probably going to finish around the 10th of January. We will put the closing date out at some point.
Okay, and what happens after that? Do people sort of gather around, and I don't know, maybe you should ask some of the food trucks to provide the catering. But what happens in terms of presentation?
Well, we were going to start to have an award ceremony and that sort of thing, but then the pandemic came along and that scuppered that. And but that may happen next year. But this year, we present the trophies to the winners over the course of the year, But we are hoping to have some EAFM road shows before the summer. They will probably be presented at those this year. The trophies are recycled microphones.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, well, when I've actually moved from Cambridgeshire, I'm in Suffolk now, but in Bury St Edmunds, we've got a great community hub place that do them for us, that people that have had strokes and have got dementia and things like that, they've still got the skills there, but they go to this workshop and use them for different projects. And we give them some old microphones that have been completely abandoned, and they turn them into these lovely awards for us. So that's brilliant. We give them a little donation. And there's four awards, one for each county, and there's also the overall East Anglian Festival of the Year award.
Okay, and how's that? Is that simply the one of the four counties which gets the most votes?
It's the one in the four counties that gets the most votes, that's correct. And Norfolk won it for the first 4 years, Folk East, Legends of Rock, Folk in the Field, VW Fab. And then Buckfest actually won it last year. So
Oh, that's good. Some local, not quite in our area, but only just out of it by a couple of miles. Yeah. So many people do attend that one.
Please get voting.
So yeah, remind us of the website again, Mike, so people can vote for their favourite local festival.
It's simply eafn.co.uk. So it's East Anglian Festival Network.
Oh, that's possibly one of the best URLs I've heard in a long time. Certainly a lot better than those university ones I normally have to deal with. Mike, thank you very much for coming on and talking about that to us. Mike Wilson of the East Anglian Festival Network. And as I say, do go along and vote for that. Thanks very much, Mike.
Great. Thanks, Julian. Happy New Year.
Cambridge 105 Radio.